If you went on a road trip and you didn't stop for a Big Mac or drop a crispy fry between the car seats or use your McDonald's bag as a placemat, then that wasn't a road trip. It was just a really long drive. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
At participating McDonald's.
Everyone deserves a chance in the driver's seat. For GM and Revolt, that means leading the way on the road to an all-electric future and envisioning a world with zero crashes, zero tailpipe emissions, and zero congestion. GM's committed to making EVs accessible for everybody. That means you too. So what are you waiting for? GM's got the keys. You grab the wheel. Learn more about an all-electric future and the 000 initiative at GM.com. GM, everybody in.
Ladies and gentlemen, live from Coney Island, the Lifers proudly presents Outside with Gorilla Nems. Today, taped live from Mermaid Avenue, we present the premiere showing of Outside with Gorilla Nems with the Gorilla Steppers and the FYL Gunthers. Mr. Gorilla Nems is a professional rapper, viral sensation, and a mayor of the grimiest neighborhood in Brooklyn, the world-famous Coney Island. A man who will take you inside the real Brooklyn streets as no one has ever done before. And now, put your hands together, ladies and gentlemen, the face of New York City, Mr. Gorilla Nems.
Y'all, welcome to Outside with Gorilla Nems. The world's first podcast where we don't give a fuck about the guests' fucking health or cold or hot. We outside. We in New York City. It's 53 degrees outside today, but we in Coney Island, which is probably 10 degrees colder, in the shade. So it's about 40 degrees right now, right? To the right of me, we got my man Tommy from Martin, a.k.a. Six of Dawn. We got my man Survivor's Remorse, fresh off his heart attack. Big Paz, we got the fake Drake, we got fucking Busy Rivera, and we have our established and esteemed guests. Listen, these guys are probably the most responsible for my career surgeons. Two guys that I have gotten cool with over the last couple years that I treat as friends and I fuck with them. Younger guys, hey, that yo. I treat as equals. And with that, I give you Jack and Trent of Side Talk.
Yeah!
Show me shut, man.
Thank you.
Thanks for having me.
It's an honor to be outside and back on the block.
That's fucking a fact.
Out here, right? It's a little cold.
Veterans out here.
It's a little chilly. Yeah. Well, yeah, we're familiar with the area. Come on, we're here all the time.
Exactly. Fire. We got, now, Trent is from California, right?
Yes, sir.
Jack? Where you from?
Long Island.
The rugged streets of Long Island.
What part? Exactly.
Nassau, rugged... Suffolk? Which one?
Nassau.
Ooh, gangster, nice. gangster. Now, how did you guys meet?
I was like, I met his brother like a year before we got into college.
Randomly. Older or younger?
Older. And then we both got into NYU and he like randomly connected us like by chance and was like, yo, my brother's going to NYU too. And then we connected then.
And how the fuck, and listen, this is rare that they are even doing an interview. They don't interview with nobody. I asked them to do my Vice documentary. They told Vice, fuck your life. They want nothing to do with it. Is the reason you guys don't do interviews because, like, you don't want to owe nobody favors? Or
no.
Just like, more so Nems came with a $100 million price tag.
Yeah. Like, he wired money before as a deposit, so I was like, perfect. Nah, it's just because, like, it's fun to keep it that way. I don't know. I think a lot of people just, like, do something cool and then they go out and do a million interviews and it's like you tell your whole story really quick. And for us it's like we're just starting, like we're just building our story now. So
let me ask y'all about that. Like y'all have done a really good job at maintaining like a certain level of like scarcity and like mystique. Y'all are not like jumping out the window like on every interview. Is that like a conscious decision? And like where does that come from? Like where what made y'all take that approach?
I just feel like a lot of times like people just put so much out there on the internet. There's so much stuff on the internet right now. It's like people get bored of stuff so quickly. People are entertained by everything you put out. That's what we try and do. We try not to put out bad shit that people are just going to scroll past.
And with us personally, like not doing a bunch of interviews and stuff, it's just because like like I said, it's like, if you release everything at once, you go tell your whole story and do all this, it's like, oh, I've seen that, I've seen this. For us, we kind of like keeping it like a little mysterious, and like, it keeps people wondering a little more.
Are you vaccinated?
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Because you guys are around a lot of people during the pandemic.
Yeah.
And I know your parents and people around you were like, yo, be careful.
Yeah.
Because it was dangerous. Mm-hmm. And you were like in the hood.
Nah, they were in the trenches. What is there any like formula? How do you know what trenches to visit?
It's more so just like people always invite us to come to their neighborhoods.
But I'm
like,
sure they gotta be. It gotta be crazy.
Yeah,
people
million
guys
invites.
All the time.
Yeah,
like, yeah. How do you select? Like, yo, we're going there. We're diving into that.
Like a lot of people I've known, because I went to high school in the city, so a lot of people I've known from then, like they just, they're like, oh, my boy's hilarious. Like a good example is like our friend Chippy on 116th. He's like, yo, my boy's hilarious. Like I've known Chippy for a while.
Yeah.
Seen his stuff on Instagram and stuff, and it's just like a natural fit. So we know it's like, oh, this person wants to do some comedy stuff. Here's a good platform to do it on.
Like, yeah. We'll get like a random ass DM, and it'll be like, yo, come to this like car meetup in the Bronx. And we're like, oh God, what is this?
Yeah, you take the risk, right? Like, yeah. All right, fuck it, we're gonna go.
Yeah. Yeah.
So but like, how did y'all become the go-to for people to be like, yo, my man? Like, what were y'all doing before Side Talk to ultimately like propel y'all to be the Side Talk that we know?
I think we just started off like just going around like Midtown, 34th Street,
just for fun.
Washington Square Park and shit like that. And then eventually we started going out to the outer boroughs where there's a lot more cool stuff happening.
There's like a lot more stories to tell than like what you see in Times Square and what you see like, in Washington Square Park.
Yo, Times Square is crazy, though.
Yeah.
Who's the first episode?
It was just, like, me, like, interviewing people in Soho about, like, Fashion Week. And it's, like, so not funny compared to, like, the Coney Island shit and other stuff.
Yo. I've seen you guys, I think, first on New York Nico's page.
Yep.
And when I looked, I was like, yo, what the fuck are these guys doing? And I'm, like, yo, in my opinion, you guys have, like, you guys know how to make shit viral. I don't know how. Is that like was it a conscious effort for just Jack to be behind the camera and you to just like be the guy to talk on the mic?
That was kind of like what we originally set out to do. It's like, I'm just going to go up. That original idea for the show was it was going to be mad, like boring and shit. And we were going to like give out $1 bills in Washington Square Park and shit like that, like little soft, like YouTube shit. And then eventually, like just as we kept doing it in New York City, we met people like you. We met people like Chippy. We just started going places and kind of showcasing the real New York, and then that's what people like to show for.
And then everyone like a life of his own type.
Yeah, because everyone has a friend. They're like, oh, we'll go film with somebody, right? Like Chippy, for example, or Nems, and it's like, we'll meet someone there. That's like, you got to meet my friend. That is a hilarious. He's
fucking
like,
nuts.
Exactly.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like every neighborhood has that one legend.
That's crazy.
So everyone kind of
to that. That's like that element of New York.
Yeah.
What I liked about your shit was like how the audio was grimy.
Yeah, exactly.
Like that shit was like a signature.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I think that's what separated it from everything else that was so polished.
Yeah.
That like having everything just fucking just sound crazy on the mic and all of that.
People trying to do it now. And it's still
that separated it. It was like a good signature. It was just like,
but
you guys
Jack's
got to
been doing it. Jack, what you came up with the Fat Jew.
Yeah, I worked for him starting when I was 14.
Really?
You've been going viral since 14.
So when how old are you when Side Talk started popping?
We started at 18.
We started at like 18 and then
so 14, how did you get involved with Fat Jew?
I shot him an email when I was a freshman in high school and was like, yo, I'll work for you, do whatever you need to do.
Damn, that's all it took, bro.
He answered me and was like,
start shooting emails, right?
Blah blah blah.
In hindsight, was that weird to for a grown man to respond to a 14-year-old? Like, yeah, come meet.
No, he didn't know I was 14. He had no idea how old I was. I was like, yo, I want to work for you. I'm in high school, blah blah.
Yo, I'm 25.
Well, he knew you were in high school, so
yeah, but he thought I was like probably like.
He
18.
Said, "Yo, but I look."
And
18.
I met him.
I was 14, but I look 18.
As a business owner, it's free work. If somebody's coming to you wanting to
until
work,
until Chris
free,
Hansen shows up,
why not?
I'll show you know why
that,
I'm here.
What did that teach you? Doing.
I just wanted to learn. I was like, "Yo, the only like to do entertainment stuff. I'm not just gonna like social climb and do this stuff. I want to work. I want to like learn like the bad side of it, the good side of it, like the struggle, the hustle. Because especially with entertainment, it's such a glorified business. Like you see all this cool shit happens, but." There's so much stuff. Like every other business, it's the same thing as every other business.
Yeah, facts.
Bad relationships. There's people that try to take advantage. So I got to learn a lot of that when I was like 15, 16 years old and get to experience it firsthand. And I saw him build a company that he built.
Yo,
for like a multi.
He blew up, bro. He had that wine company.
Yeah, they were the first wine acquisition by Anheuser Busch and stuff like that. So I got to see
that. Was White Girl.
Yeah.
What was that? White Girl Rosé?
Yeah, exactly. And that was the first.
That shit was hard.
That was the first real like canned, like, different type.
Yeah,
of
that shit was hard. They had that plain font.
Yeah,
they had
exactly.
that plain font on a label. That shit was
dope. I got to like, see a lot of that firsthand and be like, okay, here's what to do, here's what not to do, and kind of put that together.
Did he piece you off? Man, bro, you know, not like that. I'm talking about money.
Take money, know, bro. Man,
bro. When something happens to your kitchen, you might say,
this is ludicrous.
But that won't fix your home. That will only get you the rapper, Ludacris.
Having trouble? Don't panic. Don't be alarmed. You need to file a claim? Holla at State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
That's right. You can file a claim on the app or call us.
Thanks, Mr. Chris.
No matter how ludicrous the situation, like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
State Farm, Bloomington, Illinois.
So I have two questions, because you guys mentioned that you were in NYU, but then you said early on you understood the value of like real life experience. Yeah. How does your college life, your college career compare to like the real life experience you earned from Fat Jew? Like,
yeah,
is one more than the other? Going looking back, would you be like, yo, fuck college?
Not fuck college.
Would you say fuck college?
No. Your parents are watching. No, I wouldn't, because it builds discipline for stuff that you don't want to do. Word. So it's like when I'm writing like a 10-page paper, I'm like, I don't care about this at all. When I finish it, I'm like, oh, I just did something that I don't want to do at all. But it's like a lot of the times in business, you have to do stuff that you don't want to do.
Any of y'all went to college?
Yeah, I went to college, but Maverick does that for you. Maverick does that for
you. Yeah, I went to YouTube and Google.
We're still in college now. Only thing I was mad that I didn't go to college is just the experience. Like, that's like the beginning of like your teenage or the end of your teenage years. You're becoming an adult. Yeah. And you get to just experiment, and you make mad lifelong connections there.
I
used to go to college parties and be like, yo, this is fire. I wish I was in fucking college or something. But too bad. Trent, what made you cross the whole country to go to New York college?
It's the place, I think it's the place that you can get stuff done. Like, I'm from LA originally, and in LA, you really can't do anything at all. Like, you've been there. It's like you got to drive somewhere, you got to park, you have one meeting, then you got to drive home, then the day's over.
Exactly.
Here, it's like, we can come to Coney Island and do this podcast, and we could have 3 meetings, film a video at night, stay up, post the video the next day. It's like you can do so much shit here.
We don't even realize that because we're from New York.
Yeah.
But like in the movie.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like annoying to us.
Yeah, it's just normal. I know when I first started coming to this block in Coney Island, I was seeing what Nems was doing, obviously, like on all his lives, everything like that. But like if you spend 24 hours here, you see so much wild shit. It's almost like you would think that, like, this can't be real.
Yep.
But it's just 24 hours, just people strolling in from everywhere. We're, like, numb to the shit. Like, we normalize this shit, right? It's like, nothing to us, you know?
And the best part about New York is, like, there's so much, like, shared stuff. Like, everyone likes the same shit in New York. Like, we all know the same jokes. We have the same slang. We, like, listen to the same music. It's like, in LA, everyone's doing their own shit. Here, it's like, everyone can connect on some level.
Yeah, there's a lot of shared culture here.
But the weather over
even
here,
from
so.
Even
weather,
even yeah. different boroughs,
yeah. Overall, definitely.
Oh, rate the boroughs, and the grimiest borough from the most grimy borough to the least grimy borough.
I feel like we're gonna get flamed for that.
Yeah,
they're all good.
I can't
all
rate
good.
Them by griminess.
Nah, he said, "Yo, we gotta go back to the boroughs, so I'm not gonna rate them shit."
The best, I'll rank them from the best boroughs to film in. Cause like,
okay, all right.
One thing we notice about boroughs is like the energy is crazy. Like when we're in the Bronx, it's like we're in the Bronx. Everyone has this like,
I was gonna say that
shared like just sense of like pride about the Bronx. Very similar to Brooklyn, but like we've noticed especially in the Bronx, with all like the drill music and stuff too. People are so proud to like identify with the Bronx. It's such like a anchored thing that they like.
Yeah, we haven't filmed in Queens.
We haven't filmed in Queens.
We've tried.
We filmed that like Rolling Loud a few times, but it didn't end up being good.
And we went to like we've gone to like a car meetup and stuff like that, but it's just some stuff just doesn't work.
How
like,
often does it happen?
Rockaway, maybe.
That stuff doesn't work.
That like we always see the fly shit, but like what's your average of like y'all go out, y'all shoot some shit, and it's a dud.
99.9% of stuff.
Yeah.
99.9% of stuff we never see.
Yeah.
A lot of content creators like. They fuck up in the beginning because it's like, okay, I gotta put content out. But the way to keep your audience engaged is put stuff out that they like. It's not like, at first we were like, yo, let's post every week. Like, whatever.
Word.
Like, that doesn't work. Like, if we posted every week, we wouldn't be sitting here.
You dilute
like,
your impact.
You just dilute. You're just like, oh, I'm just trying to please a fan. Like, it doesn't mean anything. People want a product or an experience. They don't want just to be fed something, you know? So it's like.
So if we go out and film.
I think at the same time, let's say you take the formula of posting every week, right?
Yeah.
Like Nems does his Don't Ever Disrespect Me every week. But at the same time, he's innovative with it every time.
100%.
So it's like, if you take that same formula and you just redo that every week, it gets, you know, starts washing away. But like when he does his Don't Ever Disrespect Me's and shit.
Nah, but what people don't understand is that, bro, there's times, bro, that 1 minute segment, but we'll be out here for fucking 6 hours.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And there's times where, especially on the Coney Island Ski Club, that one, and there was the Thanksgiving one, where I'm literally out here and I'm like, bro, we ain't catching nothing funny all day.
Yep.
And even, and after the 6 hours, 7 hours, you're like, all right, I did everything I could. This shit is not going to work out.
And it's then, like going to the studio. Like I see a lot of musicians go in. It's like magic's not going to happen every time. Like you're not going to go in and spit what you want to spit. So it's like, it's the same thing with filming a video. It's very.
And you don't know what the magic is, what people like.
That's the thing. If we were doing something that was scripted, it would be a lot different. Cause it's like, okay, you're going to do this. But what we do is very organic as like someone like Ness.
Right, but he's using his creativity to create the jokes and do the Don't Ever Disrespect.
Exactly.
You guys are dependent on other people. Mm-hmm. You're asking the question.
Nah, but a lot of it is their editing. They're editing. Bro, people don't realize that the shit, when the clips of zooming into the person's face, that shit makes the shit mad funny.
Yeah. Yeah.
Or just catching 2 seconds of something that we didn't even think was funny, but the way that they cut it up and make it look and makes it a sound bite, that shit just works. Even like when I was putting the glizzy in that fucking guy's fucking mouth, bro.
That was crazy.
I don't even remember doing that. But the fact that it was that fucking
you put a glizzy in the guy's mouth?
Yeah, and he's looking at me in my eyes.
That nigga made bad eye contact.
I didn't realize that was going on at the time, romantic. Bro. But in the video, it's clear as day, bro. I'm like, yeah, I got the glizzy. And he's staring at me in my eyes. I was like, but I don't remember him staring at me like this, but it looks crazy.
It usually happens like that. You don't remember when you're staring.
And like another thing too is not every video is going to work out and be like a home run.
Yeah.
The best way I like to think about it is like in baseball, if you're in the Hall of Fame, if you get a hit 3 out of every 10 times you go to hit.
Like Derek Jeter, the Hall of Fame, it's a fact. In most sports, if you do something right 3 out of 10 times, you're like a legend.
Derek Jeter got out 7 out of 10 times when he went up to hit, and he's like one of the best baseball players of all time. He's in the Hall of Fame.
Yeah.
And out of those 3 hits out of every 10 at-bats, like how many of those are a home run? Yeah. Maybe one?
Yeah.
I think that's a perfect time to segue, and you guys are giving a lot of game. We should get into NEMS Gems and give up some life hacks, because y'all just dropped some very important
life hacks
to build your content.
Let's see. I got
NEMS Gems.
NEMS Gems.
I like
NEMS
Gems.
Some NEMS life Gems. Hacks to
everybody got a life hack, all right?
Yeah.
So I was thinking about it today. I was like, yo, what is a life hack that I did back in the day? When I was smoking weed, I used to like to smoke in my house when I lived with my mother. You know what I'm saying? But my mother don't smoke. I used to get in trouble all the time for smoking. Even if you blow it out the window, that shit is like...
Yeah, that shit gonna stay there.
It's gonna stay in the house. So I came up with a fucking ill way. Used to take the empty toilet paper roll, right? Put a dryer sheet over it. Put the rubber band around it. And then when you take a hit of the weed, you blow it into the pores. Hey, yo, all of that. You blow it into the toilet paper roll, but through the dryer sheet, and it comes out smelling like dryer sheet.
That's some more college. So you have to go to college?
No. And that,
show us how you blew.
Hey, yo.
Six.
Did you patent that?
Yo, that's good,
I could make
bro.
Those.
Yeah, that's fire.
Yo, facts.
What's going to ruin
a life hack? All right. A life hack is when you go on vacation. This is my life hack. When you go on vacation, right? You order a room, right? When you book a room, book a trash room. Like, especially if you're going with a girl, right? Book a trash room. And when you get there, when you get to the front desk, make sure you check in, go to the room. It's going to be trash, right? It's just going to look like a motel. And then you come back down and you just got to look sad, right? Bring the girl and be like, yo, it was our honeymoon, bro. We booked this as a honeymoon. Like, this shit is terrible.
Is and this a tried and true approach? Is this tested? This is battle tested?
But you got to be serious. You got to go there and say, yo, this was our honeymoon and we didn't realize this was our room. They'll upgrade your shit to the honeymoon suite. They'll give you champagne. They'll fold the little fucking, the towels like a swan.
Wow.
You know what I'm saying? For the low.
That works for me. In Atlanta
the towels
City.
Like a swan.
That works local.
Who are you with?
Manhattan.
It don't matter.
Do y'all get recognized a lot?
Decent amount.
I don't get
a lot.
You equally, even though you're behind the camera?
Yeah, equally, but a lot.
I'm getting back. He just said he got recognized. I just was curious if they get recognized.
Yeah, decent amount.
Jack, you get recognized?
Yeah,
even
surprisingly.
Even behind the camera?
Yeah,
they think you're Leonardo DiCaprio?
Just because of Instagram. Nah,
but you know what? You guys are smart because you guys pin your two comments
yeah.
on every one, which yeah. is, you know, they got to know who the fuck. Yo, people think I'm Side Talk
yeah.
all the time. Yeah. They're like, yo, Side Talk. Da, da, da. Yeah. The other night I went to Harbor. I was walking in, I was dolo. The Jets just pulled up. I'm a Giant fan. And I told them. But they was like, yo, we're the Jets. One of the guys, I don't know, he didn't tell me his name. He's like, yo, we're from the
yo, Jets.
You do Side Talk, right?
Uniform.
At this point, I don't want to fucking, I don't tell him, yeah, nah, that's Jack and Chuck. Yeah, like, yeah, yeah, yeah. And they'll be like, yo, we want to get on there. And I told them, well, I'm a Giant fan. Life. Fuck your life. And I just walked in with everybody all the time. Yo, you just having a good conversation? Well, I'm like, I don't know what I said.
Pause these to
edit that out.
He wants his life hack off.
Hey there. Ever thought about what makes your heart beat a little faster?
Oh, you mean like when you discover a new track that just speaks to you?
Yeah, or finding a movie that you can't stop thinking about? Well, get ready to feel that excitement all over again because Amazon Prime is here to take your entertainment and shopping experience to the next level.
Absolutely. Prime isn't just about getting your packages quicker. It's about diving into a world of endless possibilities, from the latest releases to exclusive content you won't find anywhere else.
And don't even get me started on the music. Prime offers concert specials that will transport you right to the front room. It's like being at the hottest gigs without leaving your living room.
I use Prime to tap in with some of my favorite artists' live shows from any and every genre of music.
Trust me, Prime is a game changer. It's like having a personalized superstore and entertainment hub right at your fingertips.
So why wait? Head over to amazon.com/Prime and start experiencing entertainment like never before.
He's crying about his life hack.
It better be the fucking best life hack ever.
Nah, I don't even care.
Fuck your life. Life hack where you
fuck your life. That's my
like
life
Mario,
hack.
Bro.
That's my life
like
hack.
Fucking Mario.
You better have a one up.
He just made me write a life hack. And this fucking dude comes and sits on 8 crates and switches it when it's my turn.
Fuck out of here. Tell your fucking life
hack. I don't want to tell it now. Fuck your life hack.
You guys have any like white life hacks?
I got a life hack.
If that only happens, like, you know, that'll get you.
I got a life hack.
All right, go ahead, go.
When you're boarding a plane, you know how you're in, like, a boarding group? You're in, like, A, B, C, D, or E? Those don't matter. You can go whenever you want. That's all I'm going to say.
How the fuck do you know that?
That's true. I tried it. I'm, like, group E, and I'm, like, fuck it. I'm going to go with
group
E.
They're not going to turn you down.
And then you just scan your little boarding pass. It's like,
and then, yeah, that's true.
Yo, who did that? Vegas, the cameraman? He went in when they was calling for the military people one day.
You guys just love stolen valor.
What the fuck, bro? I was like, yo, military first on the plane. He just walked in.
No, he's right. I've done that before by accident. Like, they're boarding first class, and I got my headphones on. I'm not paying attention. They don't. It's like too awkward to be like, excuse me, sir. They just yeah.
They do that, bro. They shut people down, bro.
Hell yeah. TSA is crazy,
I
bro.
TSA, the lady at the front. That's not even TSA.
That's not TSA.
Yeah, nah, they
just work for the airline.
Yeah, facts.
But you gotta own it. Like, yo, I.
Yeah. You gotta be dedicated.
It's all about that. Jack, you got a life hack?
Yeah, I think my life hack is a little different than everything else, but I think like it applies to what we do. It's like if you're gonna do something, it sounds so corny saying this, but like. You gotta let nothing get in between you and what you're gonna do.
That's a fact.
It's not a goal. Like if you set yourself a goal, that's not strong enough. You gotta tell yourself, I'm literally gonna do this. The way we did Side Talk was like, we had for the first year we did it, we had less than 1,000 followers the whole time. It was just we were in our dorm.
A year, y'all are a year
definitely.
Chipping away.
100%.
Less than 1,000 followers.
We were sitting in our dorm at like 3 a.m, being like, yo, like editing this, being like, oh, what we. We just knew that it was going to be big, and not from anything else, but other than the fact we just convinced ourselves that. Like, it sounds so corny saying that, but if you literally convince yourself, like, I'm going to do this, and then you don't let anything get in the way, you just got to keep your head up the whole time.
Nah, it sounds so corny. Bro, that's 100%
true. It's literally true. Like, it doesn't work.
I look back at where I'm at now, and I look back at just throughout my life, and ever since I can remember, like, elementary school, like, I wholeheartedly knew... Like, it wasn't like I wanted to, or like you said, it wasn't a goal. I knew that I was going to succeed at being a rapper or in the entertainment field, yeah. And nobody could tell me nothing different. Yeah. No matter what people, you getting older, or nah, it ain't going to happen, or even when I was fucked up on drugs and all of that, I knew, like, in my heart of hearts, that no matter what, this is going to be my life. And I knew I was going to be successful at it, because... Sometimes you have to be honest with yourself. Like, some people just fucking suck and they don't have talent. Like, you have to be honest with yourself. Like, yo, do people like what I'm doing? And, like, a lot of people don't.
You got to be honest or you got to be delusional. Sometimes if you're honest on paper, it's like, this isn't adding up. You almost got to be delusional to be like, I don't care what this says on paper. And I don't care that I only have 1,000 followers. Yeah. And
I think there's a difference because, like, people, there are a lot of people that are delusional with talent and they succeed. But there are a lot of people that are delusional without talent and they don't succeed. So it's like, I'm going to be the biggest rapper in the world, like, blah, blah, blah. But they don't make any effort at actually excelling their craft.
You know what it's about? Who's putting in the most work? Right. Yeah. Like, I always say this about Nems. Anytime anybody, yo, what's up, shit, man, Nems, I say, yo, bro, he's outworking everybody.
Yeah, 100%.
Everybody. Right. Every time you call Nems, he's doing something. There's never a time where you hit him up and it's like, yo, what's up, where you at? And he's just chilling in the crib watching TV.
Everybody wants to
he's
be
doing
famous.
Something
Nobody
every
wants
day.
To put in the fucking
yeah,
work.
Yeah, he's doing something every day, bro. Every day. If it's a Don't Disrespect Me, merch, stories. Look at all the shit that he was posting before Bing Bong even blew up. Yeah. Like,
I think that's
for
how
us.
I got with them.
Yeah, for us, that Bing Bong shit, he was saying it every day. Yeah. Every day. By the time it blew up, all of us in the crew just like, that shit was like a year old to us.
And also, too, you know to add to that is like the biggest thing with that goes hand in hand with that is like self-discipline. It's like, you can't be real with yourself and just say, I'm going to do this. I'm not going to do this. Like, you're not going to win. Like, you have to just set the strictest rules with yourself. That's the only way to win.
You always need help, though. You always need some help.
Yeah, like a team.
That's some luck. It's like everything involved. But the inner belief in yourself, that's the most important shit.
Because everyone's going to doubt you around
you. Well, it's also like, yeah, that people, you have to, like, listen, I knew that the point was going to come where I would get to this level, right? So I was telling the other guys from the main video that we did, like, yo, make sure you're putting your ducks in a row. Make sure you're getting paid for everything you're doing because this ain't going to last. This is going to last for a couple months. Now, look, a year later from when we all went the viral shit, I'm still moving.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? Not everybody from the video is moving. It's not no side talk, no pun intended, towards them. But it's like, you have to be, I had albums ready. I had shit in place. So when this moment came, we had boom, boom, boom. How has that affected your guys' life since the viral shit? I know that shit changed everything for me.
Yeah.
What's the main change that you guys?
It's just crazy because it's like, we can introduce ourselves to anyone and just like, not really have to explain. We can say, oh, we made that Bing Bong video. Like, you were there with us with Travis Scott.
Yeah, yeah,
Coney Island, we met Travis Scott at a concert and he knew who we were without us having to say anything.
100%.
And so crazy.
And the cool thing about that is too, like, we didn't just go viral off of one thing. We had so much on our page already that people liked. And that people in New York specifically already, because like when we went viral, everyone in New York was like, fuck, like I knew Side Talk before,
a year and a half before
it went viral. We did videos with you way before we went viral.
Absolutely.
Even the video, I don't even know if you know this, but your video that went viral, we released like 4 months, like it came out
in like April.
Yeah, it came out in like April and then went viral in November.
Yeah.
So like that just shows you like, it's like laying foundation for a building. Like if you don't lay the foundation, you build above it, everything's going to fall down. But if you build foundation, you're only going to go up from there. Like it's
absolutely.
Well, I think discipline is one of those things that's like not really talked about when people are talking about success. Because I know even for Nems, like every week he's dropping merch, he's delivering it by hand in his red Honda Accord. I'm saying in the beginning, like that's the level of discipline. Like, yo, I'm doing this on this day. I'm coming to the Bronx. Like,
but that's because I don't smoke or drink, and how I have fun is to make money. Like, me handling business is fun to me. I've warped it in my brain somehow where, like, going to the club, hanging out, all of that is not fun to me.
Yeah.
What's fun is getting money. And there's nothing else really to do when you don't drink or smoke, none of that. What are you doing? Do not walk through here.
You guys mentioned help. Is there anyone else that's part of the operation that maybe people are not privy to? It's really just like a two-man show?
Yep.
Yeah.
And obviously all of our hosts. Like,
and like New York Nego shouted us out in the beginning. Word. Like he helped us definitely like build.
Well, like operation.
What about, I was going to say like, what about like saying, all right, yo, this audio, this visual, like did you guys just crash course it? Where it was just like, all right, that didn't work.
We just put all of our shit in a backpack, go wherever we're going to go, film it.
But that's why it worked.
Edit it.
Talk to yourselves.
Yeah.
Fuck it.
If we were here with a camera crew like this, everyone would have a different like, they wouldn't be as comfortable on the camera, you know?
Yeah.
And that's the goal of our thing is like, we're trying to just make shit that's like real, authentic. not trying to be here and be like, okay, now you got to do this and do that. Because if we were trying to do that, we'd have a whole camera crew like this.
100%.
And like,
so you're shitting on us, pretty much. Saying that we're like,
yeah, fuck you. Nah,
better than us. There's a different outcome.
No, it's hard when, like for instance, Pop.
Got a life hack?
Funniest guy in the world. When it's hard when you tell somebody be funny.
Yeah, yeah.
It's met like I could meet Pos. We stand here all day joking on everybody. The whole block will be in stitches. Pos will have the whole block in stitches.
Fair.
You put people, even like my cousin Tatito, talk shit, the meanest shit talker. Put him in the studio here, talk shit.
On a skit or something.
He gets quiet.
Yeah.
He can't do it. Cause it's hard when they put you on the spot.
That shit gotta be organic.
Do what you naturally do, but fakely, it don't work.
It feels like a production.
You know what I'm saying?
It's the truth.
Cause we've met up with like even some people that we've tried to film with. It's like they're like comedians and stuff, or like Instagram comedians. We meet up with them and it's just like, oh, you're like a skit comedian.
Yeah.
Yo, I don't really like that shit.
Yeah, it's like, a way it's different type of vibe. Yeah.
Like, it's hard to go into a comedy club and make 200 people you don't know laugh. So we do it naturally because we bug out all fucking day. He was doing lives with his fans to call up and we'll roast you.
Yeah.
Before everything,
just go live and roast people.
That's how everything came about.
Everybody called missing teeth.
Yo, facts.
it was like no girls. And then we was like, yo, the first girl to call, we giving them $500 in merch. And then the dude put his girl on the phone. He was like, you fucking hoe, bitch. You know that shit?
But they loved it.
Yeah, they loved it.
You guys ever think about bringing your show on the road outside of New York or no?
People ask us that all the time.
If you went on a road trip and you didn't stop for a Big Mac or drop a crispy fry between the car seats or use your McDonald's bag as a placemat, then that wasn't a road trip. It was just a really long drive. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
At participating McDonald's.
I'm sure we could obviously get good shit in other places. Whoa. But Pigeon just flew by for all of our audio listeners.
Yeah, because we outside.
We're outside.
But
dirty pigeon.
New York's like where it's at. It's like,
facts.
Simply put, it's so the you best don't place want to do it. Not really.
But have you run out of
y'all
places?
Y'all can never run out of content here.
Nah, it's more like we're very selective with what we do. So we're not, like I said, we're not just going to post a bunch of random shit. And that's where the success kind of lies. It's like people say this, like, oh, the algorithm, you got to post every week.
Yeah.
All bullshit. Unless...
Yeah,
I'm not saying
that
that's
a fact?
Real.
Is this,
no, wait.
You have like inside information.
Yeah, you don't think that's real?
It is real. But what I mean by that is that you can't rely on the algorithm to succeed. Like you got to rely on the content more itself. And we find that us posting every week and meeting the algorithm, we might get the same interaction every week, but it's not the interaction that we get
now. So what's the best platform for you? Like TikTok, Instagram, YouTube, like what's the most one that you get the most hits on?
Our main platform is Instagram just because it's so interactive.
Yeah.
You see who liked it, who commented, which of your friends liked it, which of your friends follows it.
We have like 1.5 million on Instagram, but TikTok.
TikTok's like technically our biggest. We have like 4.5 million on TikTok.
My shit is 700.
But it's like fake.
400 on.
It doesn't mean anything.
But TikTok is like weird.
Yeah,
it's weird.
And they take all my videos down.
The way that TikTok works too, I find, is that most consumers spend their time on the For You page. They don't spend it on the following page.
Yeah, facts.
So you got 10 million followers and then go post a video and 0.1% of your audience is going to see it. Or you could have zero.
They say that's the same shit with Instagram too, right? Like it's like 1% or something like that?
Nah, that's like interaction rate. But like Instagram, when you're in your feed, right?
Yeah.
You follow all those people pretty much. It's not just random shit.
It's not just showing you shit like suggestions.
Exactly. So that's why like we don't rely on like an algorithm to work. We rely on.
Everywhere you go is not going to be like New York where all night, no matter what time, you could go outside and just record people. I've been mad places and it's dead. You'd be like, what the fuck?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But New York, you could go outside, literally leave your dorm 3 a.m. and like, 100%. Get the camera, fuck it, let's go.
Anything crazy ever happened where you kind of like just went to a borough, was in the trenches, and then you was like, all right, we got to get the fuck out of here. It's kind of got a little wild right now.
Not too bad, but one story that's funny is like then, you know, we never like mess with anyone while we're filming.
We're always
just like talking to people and having a good time. But when we first started out, we were like, oh, we should we were in Times Square and we were like, oh, we should tap on this guy's like other shoulder and then like, and then go the other way and see like how he reacts. It was like some dumb prank shit. Like, I don't even know why we did that.
Yeah. The guy was also like a hardo. We could tell like he had like glasses on.
He had one of those like clear earpieces that like an FBI guy would have, which is just, I don't know why we did it to that
guy. That's a red flag. Yeah, that's a red flag. That's a red flag.
So we did it and then like walked away and we're like looking at the footage and then Jack was like, yo, this guy's like pulling up on us. And I was like, what do you mean? He's like, he's walking over right now. So we like casually start walking.
Talking without moving your teeth. Like,
yeah. We start walking away. He's walking in the same direction. Then we start running and the guy's chasing us through Times Square.
Oh, yeah.
We go like two blocks. The guy like somehow cuts us off and meets us there.
Who was he?
When is this random crazy the side guy. Talk journey? Is this early. Like early on? Y'all could have been like, yo, like, fuck this.
4,000 followers.
Probably like 2,000 followers.
Yeah. I'm going to keep it real though. I've been around Jack and Trent. They don't back down.
Nah.
Like I've been, when we did the Nathan's Glizzy shit, Jack got into a full-fledged argument.
Some guy hit us while we're filming.
Yeah.
Hits us. Like I didn't, he just like
hits y'all, like bumped y'all.
Like kept going into us and then like went like that to me.
Got it.
And like.
But Jack is the one with the camera, so it's fucking up.
You guys play hockey?
But it's also like.
I play lacrosse forever.
Lacrosse?
Yeah,
so
forever.
You ready to go?
Yeah, they was mad because they were standing there since 5 in the morning to watch people eat glizzies. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
We.
That's a bad life.
Pulled up right when it was starting and just walked in and walked. You know, we deboed everybody. Nah, we, all right, we right here. This is where it needs to be. So they was mad off rip. But I did, and that's not the first time. Jack is ready to pop. Trent is more like cool, but he don't back down either.
Well, Trent is pushing.
Well, if we just get.
Trent's popping. Thank
you. Nah, it works well together. Because especially when you're in New York, once you're filming and people feel like they control you, it's over.
Yeah.
You can't set a precedent.
You can't. Like, it's not. Like, you can't. Seriously. For real.
Nah,
like,
you said that last week he wasn't on FYL.
I got a pin on there. Just...
It's true, though. No. Like, in all seriousness.
A matte black pin.
Bro, get these fucking birds out of here. Yo, what the
fuck? Yo, bro.
What the fuck is that? Fucking Uncle Fester?
Yo, bro, get the birds. That's the guy we rubbed his hair. He got a haircut.
Yo, so you guys
anyway, I'm back outside.
Yeah, I'm all the time. We live together.
Oh, like fist fight? Shit got physical?
Yeah, we I'm like 20 and all, I think.
Nah, but it's fist fight out of like fun. It's not like.
What?
What?
Well, it's not. I don't know.
I never had a fun fist fight.
It's more like agitated shit. It's
anybody
like,
ever threw a kick? That's when shit gets personal.
Yo, throwing a kick is crazy.
Kicking is like.
Who's the kicker out of you two?
Yeah.
I probably would.
Yeah,
in all due respect, I'm not going down.
Probably.
I'm not gonna just use my hands to stay up. If shit hits the fan, I'm.
Even if it's him?
I'm the
anybody.
I'm the undefeated featherweight champion.
That's true though.
Yeah.
What's the featherweight?
Oh, look, Jack.
That's true.
But I'm probably that.
He also grew up with a brother. Older brother. I grew up with a little sister. So thank God I'm not good at physically fighting.
You've been trying to kick. You needed somebody to kick for years.
They told a story. I think we should get into story time. Some Skinny Nems Chronicles.
Shit. Skinny Nems. What I can remember is my trainer. a lot of the shit I don't remember when I was skinny because I was heavily sedated on all types of drugs. But I do remember.
So this story is shit that you remember or shit that people have told you?
This
like...
is one that I remember. So when I was battling, I did the Fight Club. I remember I beat everybody in there. I was like undefeated. I was like 19 and like one loss or something, whatever. After a while, I caught a loss. But I remember my 20th battle, my two front teeth fell out. Like I bit a cookie and it just fucking bink out, right? I'm on mad drugs.
Type of cookie.
I don't know. It's just my weak ass teeth, I guess. Right? Because my shit is fake right now. Bang. So,
bang.
I battle. He's popping now. His name was Rain Man at the time. His name now is RJ Payne. And I remember battling him, and everybody was there. It was like Fox 5 was there, Lisa Evers, all the news places. I won on the shit. I beat him. I remember him saying, yo, how I lost? He don't even... got no front teeth, and I remember saying, they asked him, kissing your mother, motherfucker. Like, I jumped on the pool table. I was like, yo, none of y'all, in Fight Club, it wasn't open to the public, so it's all industry people, rappers. Yeah, I was Dolo. Jumped on the pool table, was like, yo, nobody in here wants it with me. I beat all of you motherfuckers. I'm the king in this motherfucker. 20 wins. None of y'all even got, like, 5 wins. Nobody in here can fuck with me. And I remember doing mad interviews on Channel 5, Channel 11, with no front teeth, bro. And I look back at that, and I'm like, yo, what the fuck? And, still to this day, none of these rappers can fuck with me. Bing bong.
Hurt.
You know what I'm saying?
Now you got teeth.
Exactly. Life is good.
Pause. You want to revisit your life hack?
Oh, get the fuck out.
Yo.
I got a life hack, but this isn't what I was going to say, but.
There's a new one?
There's a new one. I just thought of it. Some real shit. Don't wait till all your lights come on in your car. I'm talking about your health or your body. Go get a checkup. I mean that shit. Go check yourself. All of you and all of y'all. Just check.
All right, bro.
That's real shit. And I will add to that.
You can't do two life hacks, man.
No. But I was thinking of this potential life hack. It's like, am I gonna use this one? I was like, no, I'm gonna just use this military shit. Yo, flossing is mad important. I went to my dental hygienist. They're like, yo, sugar don't cause cavities. Bacteria causes cavities. And the way you stop bacteria is from flossing.
Simple. I went to the dentist.
No one told me that.
And the dentist, I told him, yo, I need
Nems
a...
don't like this one. He said
nah, I just started flossing recently.
Girl, I told him I need a teeth cleaning.
But I don't have a lot of teeth left, so I should be like...
He said, no, you don't need it. Cleaning, you need to brush. And
yo,
brush.
That's racist. Yeah. Like, oh, yeah. Why you gotta do the accent? Right? So let's get into Don't Ever Disrespect Me.
Oh, okay, yeah, explain it.
So Don't Ever Disrespect Me is I give you something, like I say something. Don't ever disrespect me. Either you disrespect him, which means you don't like it, or don't ever disrespect him, which means you fuck with it. So right now.
Are we going, we doing everybody? We're just doing
everybody.
All right.
Matter of fact, let's start with Jack and Trent.
Yeah.
Let's go with Crocs. Disrespect or don't ever disrespect? Don't ever disrespect means no. Yeah, that you do fuck with them.
Don't ever disrespect Crocs means you fuck with Crocs.
Oh, what's
that?
Yeah.
Disrespect.
You want to disrespect Crocs? Yeah. Or
not? I mean, I disrespect. It's not. It's not a
disrespect.
Yeah, I disrespect.
Are you serious?
Them. Yeah.
Never fuck with them. Yeah.
I love Crocs.
I love Crocs. I'm either going with shoes or flip flops. Same. There's no in between.
Nah, I don't even flip flops.
But would you? Oh, so you don't fuck with Crocs?
Which I've never had a pair of Crocs.
Which flip flops? Really,
like, oh, you're saying that Crocs sit in the middle of like sneakers and flip flops? Yeah. And you're more of a, okay, I got it.
Nah, Busy is the only advocate for Crocs.
Don't ever disrespect Crocs.
Who needs an alarm in the morning when McDonald's has sausage, egg, and cheese McGriddles and a breakfast cutoff? Ba da ba ba ba.
Them outside,
they're slippers, they're indoor, outdoor, all terrain. You can put them in sport mode.
It's just like, those shits look ugly though, bruh. Like the design. Wear
them outside.
Design is
I'll wear
trash.
Them outside.
All right. Real question. Yeah. You wear them outside, but when you put them on, are you like, I'm killing these shits right now?
No.
All right, so what you fucking with them for?
Because they're comfortable. When you hit a certain age, you just.
Yo, he's married with he's Al Bundy. He's married with children, bro. So
don't do that. So what?
That's
a life. You want to be married with children. I'm Al Bundy.
Here's one. Jordan Dub Zeros.
Jordan Dub Zeros?
Yeah.
Nah, that's crazy.
I had a pair when I came out of jail.
Exactly.
My girl at the time and my mom had me. I had a pair of Miss Keen jeans.
Oh, Miss Keen.
A Jordan hoodie and Jordan Dub Zeros.
No, they don't remember that.
Nah, I don't know Miss Keen.
You know what the Dub Zeros are? The Jordan Dub Zeros?
Yes.
Fuck with them or not?
Disrespect. I only wear ones and fours.
Damn.
Yeah.
I'm the least sneakerhead here. I'm wearing Converse.
That's just.
Oh, yeah, apparently.
Yeah.
What's your favorite sneaker and your favorite album?
My favorite album is Get Rich or Die Trying. My favorite sneakers, Jordan 1 Reverse Shatter Backboard.
That's the black and orange Jordan.
Yeah.
Nah, it's the
patent
orange with the white, not the black. Like, the black is like the light tone. Like, the Shatter Backboards are the heavy, like, orange and black.
Yeah.
These are the white background with the orange.
Yep.
Fuck those the most.
I know Trent's favorite sneaker.
Favorite sneaker album.
Trent's favorite sneaker is what he's
wearing. Stan Smith Adidas? Oh, okay.
Nah. Come on, don't ever disrespect me and not have your favorite album be Congo by Nems.
Oh.
I like this kid. I like this kid.
There we
Give
go.
Him a monster.
Wait, you...
Oh, you've been sneezing in that. Yo, I've been watching you sneeze in that for like 45 minutes. You don't wear condoms. Yo, he don't wear condoms. Disrespecting the sponsor. Yeah,
that's the condom.
Yo.
What's your favorite sneaker, though?
Chuck
Taylor?
We got to get him some
Crocs. Damn, you don't know?
We got to get him some Crocs.
I'm big Crocs now.
Yo, what's the sneaker you bought the most?
Switching up.
Definitely, he's definitely bought those the most.
I've literally had judges buy me.
Yo, Converse. You got the most viral sensation team right here. They're wearing your shit. Send them the fucking
check. Converse tap in. Don't ever disrespect me by not tapping in.
Facts. Tap in heavy. Send me a pair.
What about you?
Oh, hold up. pineapple on pizza.
Never. What?
Nah, hell.
It's disgusting.
Nah.
I'm sorry.
That's not even...
Like, you're not going to turn it down.
I love pineapple on pizza.
I would turn it down. Yeah, hell yeah.
Crazy. I love pineapple on pizza. I wouldn't even
take them off and eat the regular.
I wouldn't even eat it. Because it fucks up the...
Yeah, pizza. Hell yeah.
You know how I justify it? Because we had this argument of, is that a New York thing? The Ninja Turtles definitely ate pineapple on pizza, and you can't get more New York
they're
than
not
the
real.
Ninja Turtles.
They're not.
They're not real, bro. You know that, right?
Get the fuck out
that's
of here.
That's gotta know they're not real.
I love pineapple on pizza.
The youth and the older crowd have a thing, glizzies.
Glizzies are over.
Nah? Be specific.
It's not like, nah.
Be specific.
I will eat a hot dog.
Or grilled.
Like a specific, like, if it's like a fire, like, good hot dog.
You're not eating
like,
a street cart hot dog.
Good hot, it's a fucking hot nah. dog, bro.
If you're like, this place has like a fire hot dog or some shit, or like it's a baseball stadium.
Like, five
I'm not gonna have like a soubrette. Hot dog. I don't even know if Brett makes hot dogs.
They do make hot dogs.
Yeah, they do. Good. Yeah. They're I didn't know they made pretzels or some shit.
Ballpark.
I just like, right? Like,
Trent, you a glizzy eater?
Unfortunately, I've been conditioned to be anti-glizzy. So,
damn.
But like if you're at like the Little Italy feast like I've that, seen... sausage pasta is not good.
He said, I've seen him eat two glizzies at
nah,
the
we time. Both. We both.
How can you go to a July 4th barbecue and not have a hot dog? It's insane.
It's un-American.
The craziest part is some people are so serious about that. Some people are like, don't even joke.
Yo, it's not a good look. 15, it's not a good look.
15 and under, they take it dead serious.
Yeah, my twins. Yeah. I have 14-year-old twins. These fucking kids won't even eat out. I'm like, are you serious?
Yeah.
Do y'all remember, I don't know if this was like a neighborhood thing, where y'all would like have to bite the tip of the glizzy and spit it out? Like, I'm not eating
nah,
it.
Nah,
that
hell
was
no.
Like, your neighborhood.
Yeah,
like, you couldn't eat that part. You had,
what?
You couldn't eat that part. He's like, yo, I'm not eating like the
tip. You guys talking about biting the tip
of the
cigar.
All
no, you would be like, yo, I'm not eating this.
I heard bite the tip and spit it out. I don't know. That shit's
disgusting.
Where you from?
Hey, yo.
Don't ever disrespect Lizzie.
No, what the fuck is that, bro? What about this? Knishes.
What?
Knish.
I love a knish.
I love a knish.
I know.
I hate knishes.
I'm not like a big, like.
Yeah, I never liked knishes.
Cat's Deli makes the best.
But I never ate a knish. I might have tried it, but I don't like
it.
It's the name, right?
It's the name, too. Bro, it's a fucking, what is in it? It's a potato.
It's a potato, yeah.
Nah, I'm good.
You love
french fries.
Yeah.
I don't think he's a picky eater, though. He don't fuck
I don't trust no food recommendations. Exactly. I don't trust no food recommendations from them. He's the pickiest eater
same.
I've ever met.
I'm mad picky.
He's the worst.
He eats a hamburger, just meat and bread, and
a diet,
ketchup
a week
on it. That's it.
Diet in the life.
Yo, I want to do a week. I eat fast food every night, fast food and pizza every day. That's it.
And
my lunch will
fuck.
Be pizza. My dinner will be fast food. McDonald's, Wendy's, White Cat, whatever. Or vice versa. My lunch will be that. Then it'll be people.
Top three fast food restaurants.
Top five. Let's do top five.
Boom.
Damn, fast food.
Arby's.
Wow.
What?
I like their curly fries and their chicken fingers. I don't eat the rest of this shit. Wendy's. I fuck with Wendy's heavy. McDonald's just because they're everywhere.
Convenient.
Yep.
Yeah.
White Castle on a late night.
Huh.
Damn,
can't
White
beat White Castle.
Fire.
You know what I'm saying? But certain White Castles are better. Yo,
definitely.
I noticed the Bronx. Has the mad White Castles on like every block. I'm like, yo, what the fuck?
Yeah, that's true.
I went last night.
Yeah, that shit was trash over there.
Nah, I enjoyed it.
I enjoyed it.
Y'all eat fast food? What's y'all top five fast food spots? You fuck with fast food?
I fuck with In-N-Out and Chick-fil-A.
Yo, In-N-Out, that's the LA, fries right? are trash.
Chick-fil-A, the fries, yeah, good. You don't go for the fries.
Nah, Chick-fil-A.
You don't go
Shake Shack.
No, is Shake Shack considered fast food?
What about Five Guys?
It's like high end fast food.
Five Guys?
Five Guys? You like Five Guys anymore?
Hey, yo.
Five Guys. Love
Five Guys right here.
Five Guys.
Hey, yo.
Yo,
I'm tired of this fucking bird, bro.
Yo, it's all right,
yo, the
bro.
Bird's outside. The bird's outside.
Before we leave, we got the G-Pass.
Yes.
The G-Pass is somebody, something from the week or whatever that you want to give a G-Pass to. Or you could revoke their G-Pass. You know what I'm saying? So this week, you know what I'm saying? I came across something, Steve Harvey. He's already a G. I can't, you know.
You're giving the G-Pass to Steve Harvey?
To Steve Harvey.
All right.
Because I found something that he said, look, and it's something like we were talking about. I read it. It says, I didn't get into comedy until I was 27. I was homeless from 30 to 33. I lived in a car for 3 years. Don't give up on your dreams. People see me today. They don't know where I come from. I tell young cats all the time, the key is you can't ever give up. And that's exactly what we're speaking about. Look, at 30 years old, at 26, bro, really is when my life started. That's when I got clean. from 18 to 26, I was fucked up. I was sleeping in staircases and the lifeguard chairs. You know, so my life from 26 to 30, I was sleeping on my mother's love seat couch in her living room. She would wake up at 6 in the morning cooking fucking bacon and wake me up with that shit smell. Couldn't bring no bitches over. If I did, we had to be mad quiet and smash on a little futon too. Yo,
mute smashing is crazy.
You know what I'm saying?
Nah, you can get away with it. You can get away with it.
Yeah, but you can't really flex and bust ass like you supposed to. Like, the first fuck is supposed to be like.
That sets the tone.
That determines if you're going to. Yeah.
It's important.
That determines if you're going to get more ass or.
Or you dead.
She ain't fucking dead.
Or if you can hit her friends even if you really go crazy.
If you nice with it on the first one, you can hit her friends. So, yeah. Yo, so yeah, up to 30, I was sleeping on my mother's couch, bro. And look, fucking couple years later, now we. You know, I bought a house and my mother bought. Yo, I got a house for my mother to live in. You know what I'm saying?
Speaking about smashing, Amber Rose's X-Men.
Oh, the vintage vagina.
Is smashing Cher. Okay. She's 78, he's 40.
Respect.
All right, so.
Respect to Cher.
At some point. This is going to become,
this is
classified as vintage vagina.
Oh, yeah, top heritage. Five. All right, we got to do that. Everybody down the line, you guys don't have to answer if you don't want to.
Only thing is,
I don't know how
we're defining vintage because they're younger. So
over 50.
Might be, nah, might be 40
bro,
years
she's
old for them.
78 years old. That's
what I'm saying for
he's
them.
He's older than
no,
Biden.
For them.
No,
Biden. He's older than Biden, bro.
Biden's 80-something, bro.
No, he's not.
Yo, for the record, we changed the president's name.
That's
name is Biden.
True. We met him and he told us, he was like, everyone calls me Joe Byron.
You guys did not meet him.
I laughed. I was like,
you met him like the president?
Yeah.
You when the fuck you guys met him?
Like last year.
No way, you fucking scumbags.
Nah, we tried, bro, trust me. They were being mad, like crazy.
So was it at the White
House? Posted anything?
It was in New York.
Secret Service. Yeah, don't post.
That's crazy.
That's fine.
But when we met him, we told him, we were like, yo, like.
That's a life hack.
Yo, that's a big life hack.
And they were just like, yo, like, he said, he was like, oh, we told him. We're like, oh, like the Byron thing. He's like, everyone calls me that. And then I laughed, and he's like, it didn't help.
It didn't help?
Stone cold. I swear to like, no funny.
He's probably
like,
tired.
He goes, it didn't help. Like, that's what he said, like, straight face.
What do you mean it didn't help, though?
Everybody loves McDonald's fries. So, yes, you accused your mom of stealing some of your fries on the way home. But the bag did feel a little light. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
I don't know. I was like,
was that the election year?
Like his votes and his like.
No. I just think he meant like everyone's like, oh, Byron, like a joke.
He's the president of the world. He's like, this is not funny.
Yo, yeah.
No Biden. Yeah,
exactly.
Was he coherent?
Sure.
Was he awake?
No, like, did he, like...
They want to meet him again.
Did he feel presidential?
I'm not trying to go... I'm trying to wake up tomorrow. Nah, he was cool. I mean, he didn't feel presidential, but he was cool.
Wow, that's... Yo, I didn't know that.
That's dope.
Yeah,
essentially, fuck
your life. I've seen you guys probably about 10 to 20 times since then, probably, and never mentioned it once.
Not on purpose.
No,
did you guys something like a presidential pin or nothing?
Nah.
Or like a ring that you can...
he don't fuck with us. He just told them.
Yeah, he just said it didn't help, bro.
Yeah,
bro.
He's like, yo, fuck them.
He's like, oh, Secret Service, let's get these kids out of here.
Yeah,
I'm kidding.
He wasn't. That's the guy that sat with the pin.
Yo, so hold up.
Yo, so vintage vagina.
I only give him one. Sophia Loren. I always wanted to smash those buns. She is bad. I don't know if she's still living.
Yeah, she's still living.
She was in Grumpy Old Men.
She's still living.
She was bad back in the day.
She was in Grumpy.
Look her up. Sophia Loren. Bad.
What movie was she? Like, is she an actress?
Yeah, she's an actress. A famous actress from back in the day. But
she's from Italy. She's from Italy.
Yeah,
she's 88. She's 88 years old. So you smashing an 88-year-old?
Yo, we should mic up Mex for his old lady story, man. Nah. Mex smashed the old lady one time.
A long time
88
ago.
88,
though? He said like, yeah.
She was.
Oldest chick you ever smashed?
That's mad questions. Is it oldest chick? Is it vintage vagina? Is it G-Pass? Which one are we doing?
All right, so we do...
The G-Pass.
The G-Pass.
Who you giving the G-Pass to?
I'm going to revoke a G-Pass. So I was by Hudson Yards. I was sliding through the city. I'm by
like
Hudson
that?
Yards.
That's
yeah,
how you slide?
That's how I slide. I was going lane to lane. I was going lane to lane by Hudson Yards.
City,
yeah, I was sliding through the city. And I seen one of those street meat carts. You know what I'm saying? I was a little thirsty. So I hopped out and I was like, yo, let me get a Gatorade. So I'm like, how much? I didn't say let me get a Gatorade. If you're from New York, you say like, yo, how much is the Gatorade? Because you already know they're going
to try to charge
they're
gonna you try four to $5. Yeah. Yeah.
So he looks at me, yo, he looks at me, he goes, for you, brother, $5.50. So, yo, don't call me fucking brother and charge me $5.50 for a Gatorade. You're revoked. Fuck your life, you heard?
Facts. What about you, Paz?
What about you, Paz?
I'm going to revoke myself because when the Knicks signed, the guys they signed this offseason, I was fucking flipping. And now I'm actually enjoying watching them. So
you're going to revoke yourself?
I'm going to revoke myself, yeah, facts.
So Trent? For y'all could give a G-Pass something you want to shout out or revoke a G-Pass if something is...
Listen, I don't mean to be disrespectful, but I'm going to have to revoke your G-Pass for talking about biting the tip of a glizzy and spitting it out.
Yeah, no, I was going to give you a G-Pass for being Congo as your favorite album.
Enjoy this right here because this is your fucking last one.
Yo, I think you got fired too, like 20 minutes ago.
Yeah, no, I'm back.
I'm gonna give. I think. It has to be from this week.
Nah.
G pass that I could give out is like to multiple people. It's literally to anyone that's bigger than us that helped us when we were smaller. Cause so many people put us on without trying to get something from us that are so much bigger than us that like didn't. Like people like ASAP Rocky and Cardi B and stuff like that all did stuff with us when we, especially like ASAP, like just did stuff with us when. We were really, really small, and it didn't benefit them in any type of way, but they always just tried to elevate us, help us, put us in a good mindset. And, like, looking back on that as we've gotten bigger, it's really hard to do that because you don't know who you want to co-sign or who you want to do this to. So it's really
cool. Those are the dopest people in life are the people that help other people and just do dope shit just for the sake of it being dope, that don't want anything returned. Those are the best type. Like, if somebody... If I need to buy hoodies from somewhere at a cheaper price than I already got and somebody knows, a lot of people hold that information because it gives them power. The dopest people are the people that be like, nah, here, let me connect you. I don't want nothing. I just want you to succeed in life.
Right, and step away.
Those are the dopest people.
Because it's a whole like realization after you have that. And then when you get successful yourself, you're like, oh, you don't have to do that. You don't have to put anybody on. But if you do, if you go out of your way to put people on, it's like, you actually mean that, and it's really
not
cool.
Even put them on. Just
What happens direction. Is if you're comfortable with your capabilities, you could tell somebody exactly how to do it. That doesn't mean that they're gonna do it like exactly. You better than you, whatever. You know what I'm saying? Just pass the plug. Let them do what they gotta do. That's it.
Because a lot of people get up and they're scared to help other people. That's just because they're not confident in themselves enough. Like if you're up and you're like very confident in yourself, you're down to help anybody because you know no one's going to surpass you or do anything that's
absolutely
no. That's a fact. As I've gotten older, that's something that I've like learned, that I don't have to be precious with like information or how to do something. If it's dope, that's how I measure if I'm gonna help. Like, oh, this is dope, I want it to work out, and I'll volunteer all the information. For my G pass though, I was gonna give it to Trent because he was like, Congo's the best album ever. Then he kind of come at me for biting the glizzy off. So now I got to pivot. Even though he doesn't need the G-Pass, obviously, I'm going to give my G-Pass to Nems. Celebrated 13, is it 13 years?
13
years of sobriety, right. I think, last week.
Yep.
I know, you know, it's been an incredible journey. I've known him for over a decade, so that's where I want to highlight that and give Nems my G-Pass for
respect.
The
respect.
Stop it one time.
Yo, so this might be our first episode, might be our second, I don't know. Whichever episode it is, you just been outside with Gorilla Nims and the Lifers and the crew and Side Talk. Salute Jack and Trent. They don't do this a lot, man. They were very nice. Whatever the fucking word.
Thanks, man.
That's a good word.
They were very nice.
They were gracious enough to bless us.
Make sure you like the podcast, subscribe, follow Nims on Instagram, buy your FYL merch.
FYL.NYC, the hardest merch in the game. This is going to be the FYL store.
Yeah, Monster Energy Drink.
What do you guys got coming up?
We got a holiday fundraiser coming up. We're announcing on Thanksgiving. We're going to be raising money for homeless families. So if you can donate $1 or even share it, that'd be dope.
Where can they donate at?
We're going to post about it on Thanksgiving. So there'll be a link in our bio.
Nah, but this is probably going to come out Black Friday or after.
Perfect. So you'll see it literally right now. If you go to our Instagram, check out our most recent video, you'll see a dope announcement.
Yeah. And then on December 2nd, we're throwing a crazy party and concert. Special guest appearance by Nems.
That's a fact. Where
Bing
at?
Bong.
Irving Plaza, 14th Street.
Oh, lit.
Fire.
Let's
do it.
We in there.
We there.
We outside.
We outside.
No, we're going to be inside.
We're going to be inside for that. But listen, if you ain't fucking subscribe or fucking listen to our shit all the time, the best thing you can do as a listener or watcher is share this with somebody you fuck with. Spread the word. Fuck your life. Let's go.
Bow.
Don't ever disrespect me. Ever, 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 ever disrespect. Ever, ever, ever disrespect. Ever, ever, ever disrespect me. Pussy, don't ever disrespect me, you heard? We outside!
If you went on a road trip and you didn't stop for a Big Mac or drop a crispy fry between the car seats or use your McDonald's bag as a placemat, then that wasn't a road trip. It was just a really long drive. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
At participating McDonald's.